Welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. My name is Rick Samprin. For the fifth year in a row, the Ticats are playoff bound after a big win over Calgary. All the excitement coming at you now in the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter. It is brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you are listening to 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with you. Celebration time. The Tiger Cats get the job done tonight at Tim Hortons Field. A 22-15 victory over the Calgary Stampeders. And not only that, not only was it a 22-15 victory, it is a postseason clinching win for the Black and Gold. Hamilton going back to the playoffs for the fifth consecutive season. And it is great to see. It's great to hear. It is, the way they did it is somewhat unexpected, but they have gotten the job done today. And look at today's game, and it was a weird one because Matt Schilts comes in at replacing a very ineffective Taylor Powell. The defense plays phenomenal football top to bottom. Special teams was incredible as well. And the Ticats get the job done on a day in which Green Day is announced as the Grey Cup halftime show act, which is pretty doggone cool. I think that's a great get for the city of Hamilton and Grey Cup 110, in addition to Carrie Underwood playing the Friday night as part of the Built in the Hammer Grey Cup Music Festival. Unbelievable week for the city, the Grey Cup, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Not only are we on 900 CHML Radio, but we figured out the YouTube channel. Yeah, I finally figured it out with the help of technical producer Tom McKay, who's on the other side of the glass tonight. We're on CHML's YouTube channel. You can check us out there or listen on your radio on the Radio Player Canada app, online at 900CHML.com. And a variety of ways for you to contribute to the program. You can call in, as always, at 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. You can send me a text at 905-645-3221 on Twitter. At Rick Samprin, use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. And you can also send me an email, rick@900chml.com. Got a slew of email coming in. It's great to see the excitement in Hamilton. This team is going back to the postseason, where we all know the possibilities are endless. They really are. You get into the big dance, and you don't know what's going to happen. And they could still, thanks to today, could still finish in second place and host a home playoff game. It may sound remote as they go into Saskatchewan a week from tonight, host BC, and then in Montreal to end the season. But that game in Montreal could be the game that the Ticats have to win to host that East semifinal. We shall see. But first things first.
We love those Cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit and fight. We'll crouch and snarl and bite and growl and win with all our might. We love those Cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit and fight. For a whiskey wee wee and a ski wawa and on to victory.
Thank you, Robert. It is official now. Ticats win 22-15. They're 7-8 on the season. Calgary falls to 4-11. And my player of the game, you can agree or disagree, you can vote for anybody you want, as you know. My player of the game, Matt Schilts. This offense was stagnant, was not doing much. Matt Schilts comes in, and he runs for a 14-yard gain. And then Taylor Powell comes in, and the offense is just mediocre at best. And so the coaching staff, I think, finally sees the light and says, all right, Schilts is going in. And on his first pass of the game, it's a 70-yard bomb to Tim White for a touchdown. Ticats grab the lead. They never look back. He ends up throwing two touchdowns. Yes, he was interception once. 11 of 19 on the night, 225 yards. This guy gave this Ticats offense the boost it needed. With an honorable mention, they don't normally give an entire unit the player of the game honors, but this defense was really good tonight. really, really good tonight. When you hold an opponent to zero touchdowns in a game, especially in the CFL, you know your defense played extremely well. Five field goals by Calgary. That was it. Did this team even get into the red zone? I don't think they did. Phenomenal job of the Ticats defense tonight by my player of the game, Matt Schultz. Who's yours? 905-645-3221. Talk or text. Send me a tweet at Rick Samprin. The hashtag is fifth quarter. And you can also email Rick at 900CHML.com. To the phones we go. Colton is waiting patiently. Colton, hello.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
I am excellent. How are you?
Oh, great. Seeing that the sign up on the board after the game clinched, that felt awesome. Just a weight off. Now they can certainly rest guys and get guys ready for the playoffs and hopefully get maybe Bo back in. But Schultz came in and played awesome, so I don't really know about Bo. But it was good seeing that, and I'm sure the team feels great, too, that they get to just rest a little bit, relax, and just focus on getting that home playoff game, hopefully, too.
Well, it does take a little bit of the pressure off, right? They got goal number one, and that was getting to the playoffs. You know, the goal of winning the division is already evaporated, but hosting a home playoff game is still very much up for grabs. I think they might have to win out. If not, they'll have to win at least two of the last three, especially the one in Montreal.
Yeah, it's, you know, this team never do it the easy way. They always have to go right down to the wire and make sure that everyone's entertained and everyone's focused and everyone's stressed out, right? Especially if you're a Ticat fan, you're always going to be stressed out. It's frustrating. I love cheering for this team, but at the same time, they never make it easy cheering for this team either, though, that's for sure.
It's part of the fun. I'm not sure fun is the word, but I think you catch my drift. They don't make it easy. They do make it very interesting and at times satisfying as well, because, you know, half the fun or the gruel of a season are the ups and downs. And I know the downs can feel really low, but the ups can also feel very high. And tonight's a good high.
Oh, it was great. And going off my tweet, my late tweet last time I called in about having my boss's tickets, he had two people that couldn't make it to the game. So we used the tickets two rows in front of them on the same side, and they won again at home. So I think that from now on, my fiance and I are going to have to get tickets on that side of the field no matter what.
That sounds like a plan. Who is your player of the game tonight?
So my player of the game is Stavros Kasantonis, but I also want to make a shout out for my Aunt Karen. She just had throat surgery, so she wasn't able to talk, but she's been a diehard Ticat fan her whole life. And she was in a couple rows in front of us, and she was making as much noise as she could with the cowbell. She loves these boys, and she's just so excited that they're in the playoffs.
Well, we always like more cowbells, that's for sure. Kudos to Karen for making as much noise as possible.
All right, have a good night, Rick.
You too, take care. Oski Weeby, that is Colton, and making his voice heard, Stavros Katsantonis, his player of the game. What did he get up to tonight? I know he made a couple of big breakups, officially. Katsantonis with three defensive tackles, a couple of pass knockdowns, which was nice to see. If you're wondering, as I mentioned before, Matt Schultz, 11 of 19, 225 passing yards, two touchdowns, one interception. James Butler ran the ball and ran the ball effectively. He was tough to bring down tonight. 14 carries, 92 yards on the ground. Tim White, three catches for a game-high 96 yards, 70 of those on his sole touchdown. Terry Godwin had the other TD, a 28-yarder, his only catch of the night. Keandre Smith had three grabs for 56 yards. Butler also had three catches for 10 yards, and Omar Bayless had two for 27. Defensively, Simone Lawrence, seven defensive tackles. That is tops among all the defenders on the field, Ticats and Stamps combined, Richard Leonard, Jameer Thurman, Will Sunderland, all with five defensive tackles as well. Sunderland also had a couple of pass knockdowns as well. And as far as the sacks went, Sales with one. Davis, in his first game in a Ticats uniform, had one as well. So good effort defensively and more than enough offensively for this Ticats team to get the job done. Tweet from Val, who says, always nice to beat Calgary. Nice to see Schultz in tonight and shake off the rust. Player of the game, Butler, but props to McAllister and a big yes for Green Day. And a tweet from Black and Gold, Ticats defense held Argos to 13 points last week and Calgary to 15 this week, playing really well. Ticats special teams were solid, great coverage and great returns. huge difference in the game. Offense sputters again, did enough to win, but barely. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your smartphone to call in. Talk about your thoughts on tonight's game. This Ticats team clinching a playoff spot again. You can also send me a text at 905-645-3221. Email is rick@900chml.com. And on Twitter, use the hashtag #fifthquarter. At Rick Samprin is the handle on X/Twitter. You know what I'm talking about. We have Chris, Dave, and Corey on the line. We're going to get you guys to hang on just a couple of minutes as we take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the fifth quarter brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old, you're listening to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Matt Schultz in the game again. He's throwing deep for Tim White. It's caught. Matt Schultz, wow. Welcome back. Now it's a foot race to the end zone. Tim White, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Tiger Cats. Whoa, what a play. Matt Schultz comes in and throws a bomb to Tim White. 70-yard touchdown, and the Tiger Cats are tied at 6 with a convert coming up to take the lead for the first time in this game.
Welcome back to the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. RJ Broadhead and a little Lou Tasker dashed in there on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML as Matt Schultz went bombs away in his first throw, a 70-yard heave to Tim White, who took it the rest of the way. And Ticats missed the convert, at least Mark Leggio did, but still win the ballgame, 22-15. And for the fifth year in a row, are going to the Canadian Football League playoffs, where they will face the Montreal Alouettes in round number one. We don't know if it is going to be in Montreal or Hamilton. That still has to be decided. We also know that there will not be, obviously, a crossover in the CFL this season. Hamilton negated that with a win tonight, but Calgary and to a certain extent Edmonton as well, because they're right there at 4-11, still have a chance to get into third place in the West. Saskatchewan with one more win. Let's hope it doesn't come next week because they're hosting the Ticats. Sask with one more win can put both of those teams away for good. 905-645-3221 to call or text your thoughts on tonight's Ticats win. Vote for your player of the game. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com. Dave did, and Dave says, kudos to the Cats for making the playoffs with mostly a third-string quarterback. All we need is our quarterback roster to get hot at the right time. There is still hope. Go Cats. We're also on CHML's YouTube channel. You can chime in there as well. Let's go to Chris. Chris, good evening. How are you?
Great. How could I not be? Just talking about the game, first quarter, I was really concerned. Penalties were piling up, no scoring. I was kind of curious about how many penalty yards we gave Calgary in the beginning there, to be quite frank. But again, how could you end any better? A win, a position in the playoffs, and Green Day. I got fantastic. Got to ask you, though, that one hit in the back by Judge, how did he not get ejected for that play? Like, I was in the stands. It looked like he just smashed him into the field goal post. How was he? And then he got an interception afterwards. Why was he still in the game?
Yeah, great question. I am not sure. I know he was flagged on the play, but that should have been, in my opinion, an ejection. You're attempting to injure an opponent, as far as I'm concerned, and that was a no-go for me.
Could not agree more. Otherwise, like, it started quiet, but as I said, everything added up. It was a fantastic game. Player of the game, I'm just going to tell there, McAllister. I'm sorry, he was fun to watch. Every time he got the ball, it felt like he could do something. And again, with the quarterback, quote-unquote, controversy, if we get three healthy quarterbacks, I'm a happy guy. I was really backing Powell going into this game, but how do you not back Schultz at this point? Like, I love Powell, did great, fantastic, but how do you say no to Schultz today?
Well, I think he's the guy going forward. As well as Taylor Powell has played, he's had his ups and downs. Let's not forget, he's still QB3, still a very raw rookie who has to learn a lot. Schultz, I think, is the guy. He is just more aggressive. I think he opens up the playbook a little bit more for Scott Milanovic.
It was a great game to watch anyway. What can I say? It's great to be a Ticat fan today. We actually might have a look at the Grey Cup. What else could you want, right?
Hey, they won. They're going to the playoffs. Green Day, the halftime show. Awesome pick. It's a great reason to be happy all around.
Thanks a lot, man.
You too. Have a great one, Chris. 905-645-3221, *9900. We're also on CHML's YouTube channel as well. And got a little message from Evil Doctor's Lair. Love the handle. I have to disagree. Schiltz was hot for a bit, but was stone cold in the second half. Tim White had a good game. Same with James Butler. But my player of the game is Tyreek Speedy Mac McAllister. Is that his official nickname now? Speedy Mac? I love it. Yeah, he had a phenomenal game. No doubt about that. 140 return yards for Speedy Mac. 121 on punt returns. The 19 on kickoff returns. 22 on a missed field goal. Yeah, he was all that in a bag of chips tonight. Fun to watch. And, you know, another block or two, and he's going all the way. And maybe twice in that ballgame. Got a text at 905-645-3221 from Louie in Binbrook. Says, great defensive effort. McAllister is awesome. Our punter is not good. No hang time or direction will cost us in the future. McAllister for player of the game. Well, there's two, actually now three quick votes for Tyreek McAllister, who along with Matt Schiltz has three votes for player of the game. Who's your player of the game? Give me a call at 905-645-3221. Dave in Stony Creek has called the fifth quarter. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good, Rick. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic.
You're good, right?
Oh, I'm all good. All good in the hood.
Yeah, me too in the hood there. Listen, you know what I saw tonight? I haven't seen some spirit on the team.
Well, you know what? I did not see that in the first, I don't know, half of the first quarter. I thought this team is flat. Schiltz comes in, gives them that boost, and I thought they were great from there on in.
Exactly. Yes. 100%. Even Coach O was slapping people high fives. I haven't seen that enough. But, you know, this team, they got into the playoffs. Like, this is a great thing considering everything. And Bo still might be back, I think, from what I understand. But, well, either way, I mean, like, all we need is a quarterback. And the team that got hot for two games down the stretch, you know, for the playoff game and the Eastern final, then we're back in the Grey Cup. It is possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I have hope for this team. I thought we're playing Calgary, but a win's a win, and locking up the playoffs with all the adversity we faced this season. There was a lot to criticize, but in the end, we made the playoffs, and they're to be congratulated on that. And Schiltz, for sure, my player of the game. And I know a lot of other people picked McAllister. That's a good choice, too.
Yeah, hey, there's no wrong answer. There was a lot of great players tonight. I thought Simone Lawrence was good. Stavros Katsantonis was good. The D-line, I thought, played well, even though they didn't get a lot of sacks. I thought, you know, pressured Mayer out of the pocket and rushed some throws. I thought Butler was good. It was a pretty good total team effort tonight.
I think so, too. And the old saying is, it's getting hot at the right time. You know, it's you can have a stellar, as we know, you can have a stellar regular season, and if you can't put it together when it counts, it doesn't mean anything.
You're 100% right. And let's hope come the East Final, when Hamilton is in Toronto, that will materialize and the Ticats will play in the Grey Cup at home one more time.
Well, I had tickets for the game, and it's also great that Green Day's playing. I think we're going to have a great week in Hamilton. That is to be guaranteed for sure. They're doing it right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Dave, thanks for the call, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you, Rick. You too.
That is Dave in Stony Creek. Got a email from Ken, who says, Schiltzy. Well, first he said, Schiltzy. Woo! Ken from Oshweekin. And then I guess it was autocorrect, because then he was like, Schiltzy. Autocorrect, dang. It's all marking you down as a vote for Matthew Schiltz. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. You can text 905-645-3221 as well. Rob texting in, great to get the win. That was one sloppy football game. That level of play will not beat Toronto. Thanks, love the show. Rob from Barrie. Oh yeah, my player of the game was Tyreek McAllister. Great choice. Tyreek McAllister was... He was a difference maker tonight. You know, when you can flip the field that severely and in an instant, there's no doubt about it. He should be one of the player of the game nominees. Corey is on the phone on the fifth quarter. Corey, hello.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Clinched a playoff spot tonight. What more can we ask for?
That's, hey, we everything else now is gravy. Let's get second place. That would be awesome. But if not, let's go to Montreal and kick their butts.
I was kind of hoping more you'd say, like, we can ask for a playoff win and a Grey Cup appearance. Maybe a Grey Cup win. I hope we're asking for that, right?
Let's go. Let's do it. I mean, we got a great halftime show act. Carrie Underwood on the Friday during Grey Cup Music Fest. Things are lining up nicely.
You're telling me it's looking like a great week to be in Hamilton, and it'd probably be top-notch if we were in the game.
I would agree with that. Who is your player of the game tonight?
Well, just talking a little bit about tonight. Like, we played good. We played good. I like how you said, like, we're asking a little bit more. Some of these guys, Schultz came in, played well. The running backs came in. Butler, I always say, I feel like we abandoned him in the second and third quarter. And I really feel like we had to give him more touches that maybe tonight wouldn't have been so much in question. It really felt like all of a sudden we just went away from him. And we went to that old school Ticats game, kind of like last week, and where it was, we had more yards than the other team. We had more possession than the other team. We had all these stats that were better than the other team, but then lost. And I almost thought we were going that way again tonight, and that's the Ticat way. All our paperwork is great, but our wins and losses aren't the best. So tonight, I'd really like to say that my player of the game goes to David Beard, the center, our most consistent man. Revenberg might be there at, like, let's say 1A and 1B. The old line tonight gets my vote. The fans are always up there for me. And when it comes down to it, we've got five more weeks where we can dictate what it means to this city as a football team, as a, I don't even know how to call it, a community, a spirit, and what we want to achieve. And I don't think much more means to a lot of people right now than us winning.
Well said. I mean, this team, if it can continue to play this hard-nosed and in some cases exciting football, it wasn't exciting from start to finish, but there were, you know, some explosive plays, some big plays, you know, oohs and ahs from the crowd. I think for the most part, we were entertained tonight, you know, maybe minus the first 7 or 8 minutes of the first quarter. But after that, I thought it was a pretty hard fought football game and one that is reflective of the time of the year. We're entering October. The cooler weather is going to be here. The unpredictable weather is going to be here. This hard nosed kind of football is going to serve this team well. So, yeah, check mark all around, I think, for this Ticats team tonight.
I agree. We need that hard nose. We need James Butler running behind these guys that we've ran all year. We've got these guys coming in, and I really feel like if we do that, we'd have more success than what we would for what we're doing to try to behind our offensive play game plan. If we run the ball and run it behind our offensive linemen, we'd be better off. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch from here on in. Corey, thanks for the call. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Rick. Oski wee wee.
Oski wee wee to you as well. That is Corey leaving some room for you to call in at 905-645-3221, star 9900. Before we go to the break, let's go to Ludi, who's called into the program. Ludi, hello.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm
a caller, long-time listener.
Hey, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, great game tonight. And it's good that we clinched that playoff spot. But I was just going to ask you, what are your thoughts about our offensive line?
You know, I like it, but I'd like it to be just a little bit more ferocious. You know, I want these guys to push people around. I think the run game is good enough behind them in James Butler and even Schultz. If he's going to be the guy going forward, I know he's an effective runner. I just want these guys to be a little bit meaner. You know what I mean?
I agree. I think that they got to have an option to throw something out, because I just feel like our offensive line is struggling. And our offensive playbook, just we're just not doing anything to counter that. I think we should be doing some more different plays to accommodate our bad offensive line. Now, just want to let you know, the player of the game, I think, is Bruno. A lot of gin and tonics tonight.
And, okay. Is Bruno okay?
I wanted to get your thoughts on all the traffic on Burlington Street.
Well, number one, is Bruno okay? Is he going to make it?
Oh, he'll be fine.
As for Barton, it's a train wreck to begin with, let me tell you.
You're a great sport. I love you, Rick.
All right, have a good one, Ludi.
And I love all the fans. Hamilton, we have so many memories, and hopefully we can put a few wins together and have Schilt take us to the game. I don't agree with having Mitchell come back, not at this stage of the game. I think we should go with Schilt, and I guess that's my last thought of the night.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That is Ludi, and offering his thoughts on this Ticats team. Big win tonight, 22-15 over Calgary, and for the fifth year in a row, this Ticats unit is going back to the playoffs. 905-645-3221, talk or text, email rick at 900chml.com, on X / Twitter, at Rick Samprin, use the hashtag fifth quarter. We're also on CHML's YouTube channel as well. Got a note from Brad. By the way, Rick, this is a much more flattering camera angle for you than your Facebook angle was, LOL. And Brad, I agree.
Agreed over here, too.
Thank you, Tom. When we come back, more of your calls, your texts, your emails, your tweets, or X's, whatever we're calling it, and YouTube messages as well. This is the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Matt Schilt, patient, throws deep, looking end zone. It's caught! Wow. It's a touchdown! Terry Godwin! Perfect pass from Matt Schilt.
28-yarder, and RJ Broadhead and Luke Tasker in the Ticats Audio Network and 900CHML. Very excited to see Schilt and Godwin hook up after Schilt and Tim White did so earlier on in the ball game, all contributing to a 22-15 Ticats win over the Stamps tonight. Hamilton now 7-8. And right on the heels, once again, of the Montreal Alouettes, who have a record of 8-7. We know that Montreal has the tiebreaker. They've won two games out of their three-game series. Season finale is coming up in just a few weeks' time. And the Ticats will have to finish at least, obviously, 1 point ahead of Montreal if they want to host the East semifinal. They cannot be tied in points because Montreal, again, with the tiebreaker, would get to host that game. We shall see. It'll be a biggie on October the 28th. Rick Samprin with you. This is the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML. Give me a call or a text at 905-645-3221 and offer your thoughts on tonight's Ticats victory. Do you get a good feeling that this team is on the verge of making a run? Send me an email, rick at 900CHML.com or on CHML's YouTube channel as well. Check us out there. You can comment on that platform or send me a tweet or an X, whatever we were calling it, at Rick Samprin, use the hashtag fifth quarter. Jim did, and he simply says, victory. The Ticats dug deep and kept Calgary out of the end zone all night. Great to see Schilt's player of the game come back in and get the W. Also love the Green Day songs on the PA after the announcement. And yeah, we should give some love to Green Day as well. They're going to play the halftime show, Grey Cup 110, November 19th at Tim Hortons Field. That should be an awesome show. One more tweet before we get to back to the phones. From FM Fan, what a turnaround with Matt Schilt. Time to get second place. Player of the game goes to Matt Schilt. Hashtag fifth quarter. Manny in Hamilton is called the fifth quarter. Manny, hello.
Hey, Rick. I just want to call in and say, well, first of all, I'll just start off right away with my player of the game. I think definitely with Matt Schilt. And it's funny because we always call it a game of inches. And at times it can be a game, you know, it's also a game of timing. I think if, and I'll wait for your thoughts too, but I think just the way the game started, if Powell would have been in for the rest of the game and Schilt was still injured, I don't think we win this game.
Yeah, the way he started, probably not, because he was below average. I mean, nothing was happening offensively with Taylor Powell tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I like the kid. And listen, he's got us here. Or the other two are hurt. It could have certainly could have done a lot worse than what Powell has done for us. I think the one area though where I worry a little bit is if Butler, Sean Thomas, with all the injuries in the last couple of years, poor guy. He's a shadow of his former self. He's mostly a special teams guy. Now, he had a couple of tries out there, and he dropped the ball. And he just who is in our depth? Like, who is our tailback, running back, fullback, if Butler gets hurt?
Well, it's STE by default, to be honest, because he would be the next man up. But then you're going deep into your practice roster, hopefully getting the injured list guys backed up to snuff, like Tavon Fleet Davis. You're going deep into the weeds to get a replacement.
Yeah, because it's obviously such an important part of the game, of any football, but especially CFL football. Like, you know, you got to get those positive yards to allow you to get a shorter second down or at least something doable, which obviously helped Schultz with his running today, helped Schultz kind of ease more into the game, because obviously there were some throws where he's a little bit rusty being hurt for so long, right? So just a little worry there, and it looks like Tarnowski got hurt again, poor guy. Feel bad for him.
Yeah, that is too bad. I mean, there are certain guys that I'm not sure if it's a luck thing or who knows what, but you know, seeing guys get hurt over and over and over again, that's tough.
Yeah, and I've seen the Ottawa game earlier, and the same thing goes for Addison, who obviously at one time looked like this could be a superstar in the league for many, many years. And, you know, unfortunately, injuries have taken a toll, and he doesn't look like the same player anymore either. So it's still sad, but obviously a great win for the Cats. Great win, a lot of great news for the city. And yeah, there's just a little bit more ferociousness that we saw today that we didn't see. You know, I mean, obviously Calgary is not Toronto. Toronto's not Calgary. We're playing a different team than we were last week. But again, it's one thing to lose to Toronto, but it's the lack of kind of that snarly attitude that we didn't really have that looks like we brought back again today. So it continues on with our cut to check to limit the high season. And eventually, whoever the good guy is, I think it's Mr. Hyde, right? Whoever that good guy is, I hope he's the one that continues on for the rest of the season with us.
That would be fantastic. Manny, always appreciate the call. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you.
905-645-3221 to talk or text on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. Got a text from Ticat Dave in Kincardine. Hey, 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 RZ, found a way to get the W. Good on the Ticats for going with Schiltze. 3 to go. Still need to get the penalties under control. Can't have that in the playoffs. Keep pushing for Saturday, November 4th at the Donut Box. Shout out to the Hype Man for keeping the players fired up. Player of the game, Matt Schiltz. Love your show. Thanks, Ticat Dave in Kincardine. Matt Schiltz leading the vote getting for player of the game with 7. Tyreek McAllister has 4. James Butler with a couple. Who's your player of the game? 905-645-3221, star 9900. We're also on CHML's YouTube channel, and you can send me an email, rick@900chml.com. Kevin has called in to the fifth quarter. Hello.
How's it going, Rick?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Shout out to Tommy from way, way back. Listen to this fifth quarter. Tommy would always call in about 10 years ago. Tommy, let's go. Simone got to get my call on the points. I give Simone the recognition. And for all you tailgaters who show up at 10:30 in the morning, let's go. We're the ones that show up. We drive all the way from K-Dub. And it's a good show.
It's a fantastic, you guys put on a fantastic show. Fantastic.
Well, we had to this time because we're playing Calgary. So we did some ribs and Alberta beef. And yeah, we love it. Love coming down every single game. Actually, we're flying out to Saskatchewan next week. So let's go, Cats. We're going to Saskatchewan. Show up. Let's go.
That is awesome. Hey, who's your player of the game?
I said Simone. Wait,
was that Simone? Okay.
Yeah, it was. But come on. We all play good, and we're going to the Grey Cup. Let's go. Green Day.
Hey, it sounds like a plan to me. Kevin, I appreciate the call, and best of luck on your trip to Regina.
Thank you, Rick.
Have a great one. That is Kevin calling in with his vote as Simone Lawrence for Player of the Game. You know, Kevin and all the tailgaters, I mean, all the fans who go out to Ticats games, you know, you're spending your hard-earned money. We know the cost of living is through the roof these days, and you're still committed to supporting this team, which is awesome. Absolutely awesome. A text from UA who says, hey, Rick, went to the game today with some trepidation. The defense did not disappoint, but we did not get enough pressure on their quarterback. I feel like Toronto would still beat us with not too much difficulty. Our hot, cold offense will not win a Grey Cup. Our receivers always seem to drop multiple passes that should have been caught. Schiltz definitely is the way to go forward. My player of the game is Lawrence. He was on fire tonight. Simone did have a good game tonight. 7 defensive tackles. He had some big hits as well. That text from UA, like UA Krupp, the old NHLer. And let's get back to the email, because we got a flood of emails coming in. So I might as well start reading those before we go to break. By the way, you can still call in at 905-645-3221, *9900 on your cell. Randy on email says, good evening, Rick. This game had a good loud crowd and many exciting moments. An interesting decision early on to have Felix Grangoche take the direct snap. I like the call, but not properly executed. So this was on the fake punt. Anyone missed it earlier on in the game? The Ticats went for fake punt. Grangoche tried to pass it. It was knocked down and all the Stamps took over, but they only managed to get a field goal off that. Randy goes on to say, once again, the Cats are not scoring in some quarters, this time the third quarter. Matt Schiltz added that spark to get the points on the board. Nice tackles by the Cats special teams. The newly acquired Jamal Davis had some great defensive plays. Stavros Katsantonis pushing hard all game. Sunderland missing 2 interceptions, but at least picking up a fumble was positive. Tyreek McAllister had some excellent runs. My player of the game for the Tiger Cats is Tyreek McAllister. For those kick return momentum changes, nice plays by Carthel Flowers Lloyd. I don't like seeing Julian Hauser on the opposite team. We are in the playoffs now. Now let's build on more wins for Hamilton. Still more work to do with Super Saturday. Good night, Rick. Randy in Oakville. We're also on CHML's YouTube channel as well. And Brad writes, Schiltz did a good job, but my player of the game is Stavros Katsantonis for that earthquake size hit on Begelton. He's got some explosion emojis as well to emphasize his thought. And Nicole says, great game tonight. Tyreek McAllister gets my player of the night award. Fantastic returns. All right. So Katsantonis again, McAllister again. It is a neck and neck race between Schiltz and McAllister. Schiltz with 7 votes. McAllister, or Speedy Mac, as some are calling him, with 6 votes. 905-645-3221. Tweet from Brian, as much as Taylor Powell probably wants to play, I think sitting back and watching veterans Schiltz and Bowe play will be good for him. He's played way more than he ever thought he'd play. He knows he can play in the CFL, but who knows? He may be back in next week, LOL. I think if I'm Coach O and Scott Milanovich, I think Matt Schiltz is the guy from here on in. I really think that's got to be the answer. Austin on Twitter says, great to see a win and great to see Schiltz back at the helm. Player of the game is going to be Schiltz. Another vote for Matt Schiltz. Couple more tweets before we go to break. Brian going to beat the Argos in the East final as well. Whoa. Shots fired by Brian. And Steven says, player of the game, Matty S. But defense does deserve honorable mention. Hashtag fifth quarter. Absolutely, the defense deserves an honorable mention. They were lights out tonight. When you don't allow a touchdown, you've done pretty good. All right, last break and some final thoughts and maybe a couple of calls or tweets or texts or YouTube channel messages or emails. That's coming up next year on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The most entertaining, unfiltered, and passionate post-game show in Canada. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
This is big for the Tiger Cats. One more knee from Matt Schiltz, and it's official. 5 straight seasons in the playoffs for the Tiger Cats. They're in. They're in. They're hosting the Grey Cup this year, and they're in the playoffs.
Look out, Montreal. Look out, Toronto. The Ticats are humming, and they are postseason bound after a 22-15 win over the Calgary Stampeders on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML. Great call by RJ and Luke tonight. Hamilton 7-8. If they beat Saskatchewan next week, it's back to 500. That's a big and a tough game in Regina. Our pregame show will begin Saturday, October the 7th at 6. Kickoff is at 7. Fifth quarter will start at approximately 10:30 Eastern on Saturday. By the way, Saskatchewan has lost 4 games in a row. They'll be hungry to get back into the win column and secure their playoff position in the West Division. Fifth quarter brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. You're watching on CHML's YouTube channel. You're listening online at 900CHML.com, on the Radio Player Canada app, on your radio. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the Fifth Quarter podcast as well. If you've missed any part of this show or previous shows, all the podcasts are there on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, CuriousCast.ca. Hey, give me a call at 905-645-3221, star 9900, to talk about tonight's game, talk about this Ticats team going forward, vote for your player of the game. You can also send me a note on email rick@900chml.com. On Twitter /X @RickSamprin, use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. You can also text your thoughts at 905-645-3221. Philly Filski on email says, well, I knew this one was in the bag when I did not see hide or hair of referee number 28 on the field. That automatically doubled the odds of the Tiger Cats winning this important game. I'm certain had Andre Prue been officiating, it would have invented some phantom calls against the Tiger Cats and probably would have found some reason to flag Katsantonis for unnecessary roughness on at least a couple of those otherwise clean hits. I will say it once, I'll say it again, nothing, and I mean nothing good happens when Andre Prue officiates a Tiger Cat game, especially a critical one, and that trend has been present since the 2014 Grey Cup, but enough about him. Love the way the Tiger Cat defense stepped up in this one by not allowing any TDs, albeit they still need to do some work on their tackling skills. Philly Filski goes on to say special teams, excellent as usual. I like the addition of Omar Bayless as a receiver this year. He runs nice routes, and I have yet to see him drop a ball when targeted. As for quarterback, I think you have to go back to Powell. Schiltz is much more effective coming off the bench. And speaking of quarterback, is Mitchell coming back anytime soon? Or will he be joining the ranks of Jason Moss and Casey Printers as the biggest bust signings at quarterback for this organization? I was not impressed at the time of the signing. Thought it was a boatload of money for what appears to be a washed-up or injury-prone player. And I'm even less impressed now. As usual, keep up the stellar show. Oh, player of the game? Mentioned him already, referee number 28, Andre Prue, for not showing up in this crucial game. By the way, Bo Levi back on the sixth game. He is eligible to come off and might do so in a week, maybe two, maybe three. Who knows? And it might be a case where he just does not come back. We shall see. When it does happen, we will certainly let you know for sure. Chris on Twitter says, for player of the game, I gotta agree with Matt Schiltz, but my honorable mention goes to Tyreek McAllister. Huge returns made a big difference. Mark says, home just in time to watch the end of the Duke versus Notre Dame. And listen to the Fifth Quarter with Rick Samprin on CHML. Mark, thanks for listening in. Benjamin says, I have to second your nomination about the defense being unit of the game. The defense allowed us to keep our slim lead through all 60 minutes, and they came in the clutch when it was needed. Joe sharing a meme from The Office with a simple yes from John Krasinski. Lisa says, happy to see the season officially extended into the playoffs. Defense played great. Player of the game is Tim White. Well, Tim White had 3 catches. He had a game-high 96 receiving yards, and of course that 70-yard touchdown. Not a bad answer as well. 905-645-3221, star 9900 to get in on the fun here on the Fifth Quarter. John says, number 35, completely changed the field position all night. That's Tyreek McAllister with a vote from John. And Richard says, Tyreek McAllister is my player of the game. What a year he is having. Schiltz, gutsy run at 2nd and 8, was not getting stopped on his run. How did Jagerad get roughing the passer? He played fantastic today, too. Great fun, energetic crowd. Great show, Rick Z. Yeah, that penalty on Jagerad Davis, I don't understand. I don't understand what roughing the passer is anymore, to be honest. I mean, he's charging towards the quarterback. Mayer lets it rip. And within a split second, Davis is tackling him, and he gets called for unnecessary roughness, a rough in the passer. Like, come on. What is he supposed to do? He can't stop on a dime. Guy's like 250. Jeff says, I'm sure it would have been reversed if it was any other team. That was a pathetic call and review. Agreed. Ticat Karen says, great three quarters of football. Win, playoff bound, great defense, player of the game, fast Mac. And Bill says, Matt Schultz for player of the game gave the team an immediate lift when he came in. The whole offense seemed to pick up their game. Think we've seen the end of the Taylor Powell experiment. One more tweet to get to. Dance and Football Dad says, offensive, I guess these were player of the games. Offense Schultz, defense Smith, special teams McAllister. Those are all fantastic picks. Back to the email. This is from Stephen out in Penticton, BC. Stephen, great to hear from you again. Greetings, Rick. Great win. Hard-hitting game. Now the question is, will our Cats finish second in the East? I think so. And it may come down to the last game of the season. Player of the game, I have to give it to Butler. Hard running all game and ran out the clock at the end of the game. Defense was stellar. Hats off to them. Yeah, Butler did have another good game. 14 carries, 92 yards. He also caught three balls for 10 and was, as usual, tough to bring down tonight. Another email, this one from Alan from St. Catharines. I was at the game on this beautiful fall night. How about Schultz tonight? That throw downfield was amazing. It really lit up the team, and we pulled together and got the win. I thought Butler had some crucial first downs that helped us get in this game also. He almost had 100 yards rushing tonight. Player of the game is Schultz. He came in and led the team to this win. Butler is the runner-up. He picked up some hard yards. Now we clinched. Saskatchewan, BC, and Montreal games that are left are not going to be easy, so I'm glad we locked our spot in the playoffs. We all know the playoffs is a whole new season. We need to find a way to beat Toronto. I honestly believe Toronto is the only team that stands on our way to the Grey Cup. I think we take Montreal. Go Cats, go. I also think Green Day is a good halftime show. They are Canadian also. Well, Alan, no, they're not Canadian. They're from California, but they did win a Juno one year. As international, I think it was International Band of the Year. This email is from Kyle. Player of the game for me was Simone. He was making lots of plays tonight. Also was surprised with no ejection call on the play by Judge. It was very dangerous, and him taunting the crowd after the fact was not a great look. Seems like it's going to come down to the final game of the year against Montreal to see who hosts that playoff game. Thanks, and have a good night, Rick. Email from Kyle. Last one, Robert says, player of the game, McAllister. He made a difference, overall encouraging the team, putting the team in a good position, and exciting the crowd. Spark of the game, Schultz. He started to move a team that was going nowhere and taking stupid penalties. The play to White certainly rallied the team once again. Compete a team with a poor record. We need to improve for the playoffs. Call Cats Robert. Yes, we played the Robert song, that is for sure. Big thanks to all our callers, our emailers, our tweeters, our YouTube page, correspondence, if you will, messages. Time to give some post-game awards, and we'll start with the big play of the game. Got to be the Schultz 70-yard TD to Tim White. That's a no-brainer. How about the player of the game voted by you, the fans? It's a tie, Matt Schultz and Tyreek McAllister. Great job, everyone. Fan of the night. We're going to go with Colton. He was hanging on the line for 29 minutes before the show even started. Colton, you're our fifth quarter fan
before
of the night.
Game even ended, Rick.
I know, it's crazy. Thanks to producer Tom and everyone who called and chipped in today. Ticats and Riders coming up 1 week from tonight. We'll see you then on the fifth quarter. Brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.